Good morning. How are you?
And best of all, it's fun.
I ended up in a nude volleyball game.
You guys are insane.
This is where you want to go for a steak.
Can you believe these guys?
I just wanted to know if it was the largest and finest catch.
So you have to be careful when you're jumping around with nothing on.
So join us, won't you? Every Saturday on Star Guide 3.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show, across America via satellite. Yeah, baby.
And welcome back to Travel World Radio, across America via satellite, on the internet at www.twc.ca. I'm Stephen Pickford, along with Willem Backus, back from Halifax, Nova Scotia. And we're going to be talking about Halifax. It was my fourth visit. Always something interesting to see there. And joining us today on Travel World is Andrea Young from Destination Halifax, the area's Convention and Visitors Bureau and Tourism Promotion Agency. Welcome to Travel World, Andrea.
Thank you very much, Stephen.
Well, as I was just saying, fourth visit and always something new and different to see. So somebody just doesn't have to go to Halifax once, say they've seen it and done it all. You're going to enjoy yourself going for a few days as a weekend getaway or an extension of a maritime tour.
That's exactly correct, yes.
There's so many things going on in the spring and summer as we approach them. People start planning their vacations and their those weekend getaways that we talk about. Why would somebody pick Halifax to stop off for a few days? What's going on in Halifax to entice the visitor?
Well, this year we've got another number of new options for travelers who might be interested in a really unique perspective of the city, touring the city, and it can offer some very kind of memorable and just unique points of view. And by that I mean we have a new culinary tour, local tasting tours. They've been around for 1 year now, and it's an amazing opportunity to spend about an hour and a half visiting half a dozen sites within the route, which are strung together with insights into Halifax's history, but also its culinary history. And of course, mixed in with that are delicious samples from various restaurants along the way. So that's definitely going to be popular this year. Also, a unique tour option is Blue Nose Sidecar Tours. So imagine yourself in a motorcycle sidecar driving through the windy roads of the coastal areas in the Halifax region and being able to experience the city with the fresh air and wind around you and just the sights and the smells that much closer to you. Then there's also options such as Kayak Halifax, which is new this year. They're going to be offering kayak tours within the harbor, a beach volleyball experience on the Halifax waterfront. We have sand beach volleyball courts that were there as a legacy of the FIVB Junior Beach Volleyball Championships, and now they're being used as a facility for people to sign up and get some beach volleyball action on their trip. And the list goes on from there, whether it's Segway tours or hot air balloons or 4x4 jeeps or hiking tours. There is something for everybody here, and it's not what you may have seen if you've ever visited Halifax before.
Well, on past visits, for example, I visited the Maritime Museum. That was so interesting. This time, went to HMCS Sackville, the last remaining corvette from the Second World War, which was a particular personal interest because my uncle commanded a corvette during the Second World War, and to go on board and see the conditions that he and his men lived in, that was a real eye-opener, and I really, really really enjoyed that. That's open during the summer months for tours down on the waterfront. And it's such a compact city. You feel so safe and everything's in walking distance, 15, 20 minutes towards all the museums and all the great restaurants and shops. You don't have to go very far.
That's right. You could easily spend, I tell people, you could easily spend 2 or 3 days even just within the city core. Of course, if you want to venture, you know, even 10, 20 minutes outside the downtown core, you're going to get up close and personal with our rugged sea coast, Peggy's Cove area, Eastern Shore area, where they've got amazing surfing beaches. I don't think a lot of people realize that we have white sandy beaches within a 20-minute drive of the center of the city, and not to mention great places to kayak and hike and do some tidal bore rafting and some really unique outdoor adventure experiences. But as you were saying, our maritime history is a big part of who we are, and those experiences like the ones at HMCS Sackville, but also the Maritime Museum of the Atlantic, and their research ship, which is their largest artifact, called CSS Acadia. It's quite similar to HMCS Sackville in that you can go on board and have a museum experience, and that is actually celebrating its 100th anniversary this year.
And you can go just take a tour, drive around, see Bedford Basin where the convoys were built up for the North Atlantic during the Second World War, and it's such a magnificent entryway into the city if you're coming in by train on Via Rail. You just know you're within minutes of Halifax. You come around the corner and there's Bedford Basin.
That's true, and I also like to encourage people to experience taking the ferry. We have two different ferry routes that connect Halifax and Dartmouth, which is the city on the other side of the harbor, and it's just a 15-minute ferry ride, and it runs every 15 minutes. It costs $2 and, you know, 25 cents, and then you get to explore what has been named one of Canada's greatest new neighborhoods, kind of a hot up-and-coming area, which is downtown Dartmouth, and so it's so accessible, all of these different areas. That's really the best part about it, is that if you want to have that downtown experience, great. If you want to venture a little bit further, it's, you know, a heartbeat away.
And just a couple of minutes from downtown, a real eye-opener on this trip was to visit the Africville Museum and learn about the history of that somewhat forgotten community from years gone by.
Yes, that's actually a new museum attraction to the city. The Africville Church and Museum just opened within the last year or so, and it's housed in a replica reconstruction of the Seaview United Baptist Church that was demolished in the 1960s when the community of Africville was destroyed. And the museum tells that story of the community from the perspective of the former residents, and how well the museum, you know, really arranges the story and the panels to tell that story and help bring that community back to life in some way.
Now, maybe about a minute or so left. What are one of your own personal picks for a visitor to Halifax? And where can people get more information by checking out the website and the 800 number?
Well, people can get lots of vacation inspiration from our website, which is destinationhalifax.com. We've got some sample itineraries posted, which have different themes. If you're a culinary type of traveler or outdoor adventure, that sort of thing, you can find that there. You can also build your own itinerary if you're the type that likes a really detailed plan. And I think the must-dos, you know, for me personally, I'm a huge fan of the Seaport Farmers Market, which is on the waterfront, and it's a bustling beehive of activity on the weekends especially. You can get some really great local food, local crafts. You can venture up to the rooftop where you get a beautiful view of the harbor, And then you can start your adventure through the boardwalk there and walk the 4-kilometer boardwalk, which will pass you by galleries and pubs and museums and restaurants of all kinds. So that's always one of the top of on my list.
A lot of great places to see and do in Halifax. Well worth a repeat visit. Stop off this summer or anytime through the year. DestinationHalifax.com. Andrea Young from Destination Halifax, thank you so much for joining us today on Travel World Radio.
Thank you.
And coming up next, Waterloo, Ontario.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio by satellite.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel du Four, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite. All the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience.
Want me to get her on the phone?
Enjoy views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel du Four, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
At Porter, we believe that traveling for business shouldn't be hard work. Flying into or out of Toronto City Airport, you're just minutes from downtown, saving on time-consuming commutes. Fly through our hassle-free check-in. Send that last-minute email using the free Wi-Fi in our luxurious lounge. And enjoy first-class onboard service as standard. That way, when you touch down, you're ready to take care of business.
Take your dream trip aboard Via Rail's Transcontinental, Toronto to Vancouver. Ride Via Rail Canada's train number one, the Canadian. See the beauty of the Canadian Shield in silver and blue. Explore the famous park car in the Bullet Lounge. Enjoy 360-degree visibility in the scenic dome. See the great forests and wildlife as you pass by. Experience Via's superb dining as you take in the view. Enjoy fun activities in the Skyline car and sleep in the comfort and privacy of your own bedroom. Experience true luxury on rails. See the prairies and take in the majestic Rocky Mountains. You'll ride in relaxed comfort, just like the golden age of rail. Via Rails Canadian, the train of dreams. Take your dream trip today. Via Rail Canada, people moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Yeah, I know. It's okay. The boat's a little beat up, but we're okay, thanks to the Coast Guard.
I am the port in the storm.
The slick is contained.
Roger that.
I am the line in the sand.
I got you. Hang on. Okay, take us up.
I am the rescuer in the dark.
Looks like we've got about 80 kilos here, Captain.
That's 80 kilos off the streets.
I am the enforcer of the seas.
I'm in container 38. Everything is secure.
Good work, Garcia.
I'm the defender of the homeland.
In the United States Coast Guard, you are the first line of defense against threats to our American way of life. To become one of us, call toll-free 1-877-NOW-USCG or visit GoCoastGuard.com.
We are the shield of freedom. We are the United States Coast Guard.
The United States Coast Guard and Coast Guard Reserve, the shield of freedom.
Sponsored by the U.S. Coast Guard in cooperation with the Connecticut Broadcasters Association and this station.
Dancing. Learn to dance at the Arthur Murray Dance Studio. Dancing is fun, it's great exercise, and it builds confidence. And it sure beats aerobics. Dancing feels great, and you'll look great. You can go alone or with a partner. At Arthur Murray, their instructors are friendly, professional, and you'll learn at your own pace. Arthur Murray teaches ballroom, Latin, and popular new dance styles, like the merengue, cha-cha, tango, waltz, rock and roll, the hustle, swing, and more. Don't worry if you have two left feet, because everybody starts somewhere. And before long, you'll be amazed at your progress. At Arthur Murray, your program will include one-on-one lessons, group lessons, and practice sessions. Plus, you can practice in their studio anytime at no additional cost. They're open at hours that are convenient to you, weekdays from 1 to 11 p.m., and on Saturdays by appointment. You'll look great and you'll feel better. Call Arthur Murray today and get ready to dance. Call today, because your first lesson is free. Arthur Murray Dance Studio, Brunswick Boulevard, near Sources Road in Dollard. Telephone 421-9710. That's 421-9710.
Travel and Lifestyles Programming. This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back to our next segment here on the Travel World Radio Show, across America via satellite and around the world on the internet, www.twc.ca. Stephen Pickford along with Willem Backus. And next topic, another Canadian destination that may not have been directly on your radar for this spring, summer, fall season. Joining us on the line, Minto Schneider, the General Manager of the Waterloo, Ontario Regional Tourism Marketing Corporation. Welcome to Travel World, Minto.
Thanks, Stephen.
Now, Waterloo, Ontario, people may have seen the signs going along the 401. They may know it from being outside of Toronto. They may even know it as being part of the greater Kitchener-Waterloo area, or even remember it from the days when that area was the home of CTV's Romper Room show. But Waterloo, Ontario, I was looking through your website, and there's just so much to encourage somebody to get off of the highway and off the beaten path and spend a couple of days getting back to maybe what it was all about 20, 30, 40 years ago, a kinder and gentler age.
That's right. I think probably one of the best things that our region is known for is Oktoberfest. Oktoberfest is here in September, and it is the largest Bavarian festival, Oktoberfest, outside of Munich. But we have lots more to offer than that.
Oh, yeah, just that. And of course, I'm getting the rub here from my co-host that there's no truth to the rumor that they won't serve Napoleons in Waterloo. So, yes, that's typical Willem Backus humor, yes.
That's absolutely right. I mean, we have the great outdoors going for us here. I'm not sure if you were aware, but the Grand River that runs right through Waterloo region is a heritage river, one of 17 in Canada. And we have Grand Valley Trails Association, which maintains hiking and walking trails along the river, as well as biking trails. Those run throughout the region. But we also are well known for the Waterloo Hydro Cut, which is a cycling trail or a mountain bike trail that is 20 kilometers long running through Waterloo region. It takes about 3 hours to ride, and it's a fantastic ride. And you can cross-country ski on it in the winter as well.
So really a full four-season destination. And, you know, I passed through, saw the signs for Waterloo, and I was going on my way to Michigan. I said, I've got to get off, got to get off. Never really have had the chance. And looking again at the website, I'm saying, hey, what a place to spend a couple of days of relaxation.
Exactly. You should come on up and see us.
Oh, I plan to. I plan to. And looking here as well, there's festivals throughout the year and something, the Bob Marley exhibition. What connection does Bob Marley have to Waterloo?
Well, Bob Marley doesn't really have a connection to Waterloo, but he does have a connection to our museum because that is the show that's on right there, right at the Waterloo, the museum downtown Kitchener right now. One Love, it's called, featuring all sorts of things from Bob. Music, clothing, artifacts, posters, you name it, it's there.
And my buddy is also a big fan of the Blackberry, so of course, Waterloo Blackberry territory.
We are home to the Blackberry, and tomorrow is the big day for the new Q10 to be released.
Really?
Ooh, and I want one, yes.
Yeah, Willow is going to be first in line. That, he wants one, yes.
Now, is that because you couldn't wait to, or you couldn't use the Z10 with the no physical keyboard?
No, I actually have a Z10. Z10s down here in Virginia, but I'm a Canadian at heart, so the Z10. And I think it's the greatest thing since peanut butter. The thing about it is that the Q10, there are people who like a regular keyboard, and
yeah,
it's going to be an amazing machine. And one thing about the thing about Waterloo and the region, especially the University of Waterloo, is they're very well known for an extremely competent high-tech environment. And in fact, in my own electronic studies, I very nearly went to the University of Waterloo. So it's something to be very proud of in the region.
And we are proud of it. And, you know, we've got Conestoga College and Laurier University as well here. So we're really set for the academic side, and engineering and high tech are very big in our area. BlackBerry isn't the only company. There's also many other high tech companies based here. Google's got offices here, OpenText, and many, really too many to mention.
There's also a Willem Backus who lives in Kitchener.
Oh, there he is.
He's my cousin.
Well, you should come and visit him.
I did. And I also visited
you didn't
my
call.
Other cousin. I should call the next time because, of course, my other cousins, they're all over the region. They actually got married in Cambridge, my cousin's kids, and wow. there's a butterfly conservatory there, and it's the whole region I found. I mean, I'm used to the GTA, which is kind of where my sister and my mother live, but it is actually a lot of rolling countryside. It's a very beautiful area.
Yes, it really is. And, you know, you mentioned Cambridge. Cambridge is actually part of Waterloo Region as well. And I don't know if you've heard of Drayton Entertainment before or not, but it was started by Alex Moustakas a number of years ago, and they just opened a brand new theater in Cambridge called the Dunfield. It's absolutely beautiful, but it joins their collection of, six theaters, including the Dunfield Theater, from Drayton, Cambridge, St. Jacobs, and then two in Grand Bend and one in Penetanguishene. So they've really expanded their offering in the area, and it's wonderful.
Another event's coming up, TD Kitchener Blues Festival, and you also mentioned here the Mennonite Relief Sale, and that kind of intrigues me as well.
The Mennonite Relief Sale is like a giant yard sale. That's coming up around the corner. That's May 24th and 25th. And it features not just a yard sale, but there's music, food. There's a couple of auctions for furniture and for quilts, which Mennonites are well known for. And there's a 5-kilometer run.
Something for everyone.
You could load up on Mennonite food and then go out and run.
Yes. And so you can... So the food really wouldn't add to your waistline.
No.
So you can eat as much of that great Mennonite food, pies and cakes and sausages and...
Well, and the other thing is that when you spend money at the Mennonite Relief Sale, your money is going to a good cause. The Mennonite Relief Group have usually raised about $300,000 a year, and since it started in 1967, they've raised $14 million.
Good work for them. Good work. And it's always nice to see that your dollars are being used, not just in the community, but also to help the greater good.
Exactly. Exactly.
I like local help that way as well, because you're helping people, you know, in your community who you live with. And, you know, it's all good and well to send your money overseas. And, you know, Canadians are extraordinarily generous in that way. But also to help your fellow citizen. And the Mennonites are well known for that, but also as my cousin says, the Kitchenese and the folks from Waterloo are also extraordinarily generous.
They are. And you mentioned the Toronto Dominion Kitchener Blues Fest, which is August 8th to the 11th. That's going to be a fantastic show. There's a couple of ticketed shows, one on Thursday and one on Sunday, but all of the other shows are free. And there are 7 stages in downtown Kitchener for that weekend, and it's going to just be a happening place.
I have so many things to want to pull off that highway and see. And then, of course, coming up October, I remember watching on CTV, and I guess I date myself because they used to always show the Oktoberfest. And, of course, somebody always said my Facebook page includes anyone who was ever anybody at CTV in the 1980s. And, of course, you know, and I've got those great, great names from CKCO past, like Fran Papert and Lynn Elioff in my Facebook group. But they always raved, whenever they chatted with me, Oktoberfest, it's on their schedule. That is it.
It has been a centerpiece, really, of our events for many, many years since it started. And it's October 11th to the 19th this year.
A full eight days. You go there, and I'm sure some people go for the full 8 days and they sample every brew and every sausage. And
well, there's a lot to do. It's not just hanging around drinking beer, because there's dancing and music, and, you know, it's fantastic.
Oh, so many things going on, and I'm looking and I'm saying, boy, what do I take first? Do I take the beer or take the sausage and the oompa-pa bands and just the whole conviviality and everyone getting along with each other? I think we need more of that in our world, people just having a laugh and enjoying themselves.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And that's what we like to do here in Kitchener-Waterloo region.
Canadians love to party. That's one thing that I keep telling people down here where I'm living now, that they think they've seen a party, wait till the Canadians get there. And it's one thing also, you know, there's the folks from Toronto, of course, they say how many, you know, Torontonians does it take to change a light bulb, one, and the rest of the world revolves around it. But the truth is that if you give half a chance to some of the other regions of Canada, you know, I've got my heart, especially family and soul, down in the Kitchener-Waterloo region. You know, they're going to surprise you. You're going to find yourself going, why did I not come here before?
Now, did you know that you can fly right into Waterloo Region International Airport from Chicago?
Yeah, American Eagle flies in there.
Exactly right.
American Eagle from Chicago to Kitchener-Waterloo. So our American listeners in the Midwest and along the West Coast connect via Chicago, and you can avoid the confusion of Pearson Airport, and you land right in at Kitchener-Waterloo. And there's also service in there from different Canadian points, I believe Bearskin Airlines.
Bearskin from Ottawa, yeah, three times a day.
So, again.
And WestJet from Calgary.
And WestJet as well. And they can get in there in the general area on Via Rail. So, hey, very easily accessible. You don't have to fly in there, or not fly in the other airports. You can fly directly in there, and you don't have to come in by car.
Exactly right.
So for some information, where can people check out the website or give you a call?
They can check out our website at explorewaterlooregion.ca.
explorewaterlooregion.ca.
Yes, and all of the information is on that site.
All the contact info, and they can get in touch with the Waterloo Regional Tourism Marketing Corporation.
That's right.
Minto Schneider, General Manager, thank you so much for joining us today on Travel World.
Thanks for having me.
Much appreciated.
Hope to see you both in Waterloo soon.
We will.
Okay.
You've enticed us. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP